We work directly with Secretary Buttigieg's office to speak to the on-the-ground challenges facing Stafford County and the Stafford County community, which is that there's a roadway that floods frequently. Over the past few years, we've seen an increased number of work orders to the Virginia Department of Transportation for flooding and for water pumping. We've seen major disruptions of about 600 residents at times who are unable to leave their homes or get to their homes. And this is a stretch of road that some of your listeners might be familiar with. There's a portion of Brook Road that is between Loblolly Lane and Maplewood Drive that frequently floods. It runs parallel to Accokeek Creek, which is a major tributary to the Potomac River. And so when there's heavy rains, it floods. It creates major instability for the road. And this $10 million federal grant that is put forth with money from the infrastructure law that we passed a couple of years back is wonderfully responsive to the needs of Stafford County and should pay for 80% of the total project cost for the county to fix this vital road improvement need.
Mr. Secretary, this is part of a broader program of grants. Can you tell us a little bit about the grant program and what is being done to address these infrastructure issues across the country?
That's right. This is a new program called PROTECT. It's part of the bipartisan infrastructure package that Congresswoman Spanberger supported and that President Biden signed in 2021. And this is the first time we've ever had this kind of specific federal funding to make sure that our infrastructure is better able to survive the threats that it faces. In some parts of the country, that's wildfires. In some parts of the country, that is earthquakes. In many parts of the country, it has to do with flooding. This is a stretch of road that, as the Congresswoman was explaining, there's not a good alternative to when it's impassable for many people who count on it. And yet, even an inch of rain can sometimes cause it to be unavailable. So this is exactly the kind of thing we had in mind putting this program together. There's a portion of it that goes out by formula to every state, including Virginia. And then there's this portion, the competitive portion. We got more than 300 applications. We were not able to fund most of them, but several rose to the top of the pile, succeeded in that competition, and that included this $10 million proposal from Stafford County.